AircheckDownloads.com.
Splash FM, the launch
in 1 minute.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. You've told us what you want to hear.
Local news, entertainment going on.
Just tell you all about what's going on in Worthing.
Music, pop.
Top hit songs.
Oh, just a bit of variety, really, I think.
Sport. Sport.
Local information. Travel, weather.
I'd like to know a bit more what's going on locally around Worthing.
Local news, local events. Music.
Music.
Good music. Probably even the most important thing for me.
Music that the children will enjoy, really.
Seeing what the local people think of Worthing.
Now, it's time to give it to you.
It's what Worthing's needed for so long now. It'll be fantastic.
Welcome to the brand new radio station serving Worthing and the surrounding area. 107.7 Splash FM.
Good afternoon, this is David Hamilton. It's midday on Bank Holiday Monday, the 5th of May. Welcome to your new local radio station for Worthing and surrounding areas, 107.7 Splash FM. With me in the studio to help the proceedings is local lad Leo Sayer, who I'll be talking to later. I'll also have lots of other special guests popping in throughout the show. Let's get on with the music right now, and what better way to start 107.7 Splash FM than with my old theme tune, the Doobie Brothers, and listen to the music.
Great music. 107.7 Splash FM.
That was Kylie Minogue and Come Into My World, and before that it was the Doobie Brothers and Listen to the Music. The very first day of 107.7 Splash FM, and our very first guest and a very special guest as well, Leo Sayer. Leo, good morning.
This is a thrill to be here, I tell you. This is great for Worthing, isn't it?
Isn't it exciting, the opening of a new radio station?
Worthing's never had a station before, has it? And this is it.
And it's fantastic for you because you are actually a local boy.
Yeah, I was born in Shoreham-by-Sea, just next door, about sort of 3 miles away. And all of my formative years were spent here. I went to art school here. My father was the manager of hospital manager engineering side for all the group of hospitals. I was born in the grounds of Shoreham-by-Sea, Southlands Hospital in Shoreham-by-Sea. And went to art school here. God, did so much here. I mean, all my first bands were here, wrote about the place and everything, you know.
Well, you actually started singing in church, didn't you, as a boy in Shoreham? You were a choir boy. Were you
a good
choir boy?
I was a good altar boy and a good choir boy. And I luckily was taken under the wing of a wonderful parish priest that we had for a few years, who kind of really taught me everything I know about singing, really.
Yeah.
About producing the voice from the diaphragm and all this sort of stuff. So he trained me, really, and that was it.
Now, you were telling me the last time that we met that you actually were very much inspired by your cousin's record collection.
Yep. My cousin David up in Oxford, I think, kind of had a great collection of records and well ahead of its time. I'd never heard of any of this stuff, and he played me Bob Dylan and Buddy Holly and, you know, and gave me the records to take away. And I remember bringing them back and playing them on my dad's record player in Shoreham-by-Sea and thinking, that's what I want to do. And it all started there.
Right. We're going to play actually one of your influences in a moment, but I have to mention as well that you have David Courtney with you today.
That's right. David and I have come back here together.
Hello.
Yeah.
Should we get Dave just briefly onto the mic here? Because, David, you are a local boy too.
Oh, yeah. Born and bred in Brighton. Found him in Brighton.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
I was going to say, your first recordings and the first songs that you wrote together actually go back 30 years. What was the first song that you wrote together?
Well, funny enough, I mean, it was my Worthing band. All the guys in my band were Worthing players. You know, they're all Worthing guys. I was the only Shoreham person. Yeah. And we went to the audition. And I think we've...
In the big city of Brighton.
Yeah.
How did you two actually meet up?
Well, I held an audition in Brighton in August...
You started managing me, didn't you, at first, and the band.
Found him Patches. In the audition with his band called Patches, yeah. And then then we recorded, we started writing together, and because of my association with Adam Faith, we landed up managing Lee and producing him.
So what was that first song?
Well, the hit that we had 30 years ago, the first hit we had, was for Roger Daltrey, wasn't it? Giving It All
giving
Away.
Giving It All Away.
Just a Boy
absolutely.
Giving It All Away.
Absolutely.
Wasn't that a fantastic record? How many... I'm gonna play one of your heroes in just a moment, but I've got to ask you two this question. First of all, how many songs have you written together?
Oh, God, I've never counted, have you?
Well, it's a funny thing. I mean, it's our 30th anniversary this year, you've had to realise, since we first started doing this. Yeah. In fact, first since The Show Must Go On, which was the first hit single that we had.
And that being
came out. Yeah.
December
and that's in December this year.
Because I'm going to be doing a show here on Sundays called The Million Sellers, where all the records that we played have sold a million. Now, how many million sellers have you two had?
I think we...
Well, I think if you added them all up, they probably sold a million. No.
Yeah. I think we looked at that about a year ago, and we put a compilation again. I think it's something in excess of 26 million.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we wish we had the money.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that's why we wrote Giving It All Away.
Yeah, we started off on the right foot, didn't we?
Here is somebody who also sold 1 or 2 million. Elvis Presley, yes, he's had 1 or 2 million sellers in his time there, and Suspicious Minds. Leo, you've had many, many hits, but one of them was actually written about Worthing.
Yeah, there's a real Worthing song in here, Moonlighting, which is all about, well, I'll tell you very briefly, we had a van driver called Dave, who resprayed his van one night, used to park it always outside the Mexican Hat in Montague Street in Worthing, and we always used to meet down there, because a lot of bands used to play at the Mexican Hat and the karaoke, and some people will remember that, and some people won't.
I remember the karaoke very well, Jock's Place.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Mexican Hat was this kind of big venue, and we used to kind of go down there and have a coffee, and that's where we'd have all our band meetings. This was well before Patches and Dave Courtney. It was like right back to a band, I think, called Jester. Anyway, Dave was going out with the daughter, this lovely girl, I can't remember her name, but she was the daughter of the chief of police. And they decided to elope because he was saying, there's no way you're going to marry a roadie. So they decided to elope and they ran off to Gretna Green, and the story is all of their adventure. But I must say that the song ends with, we're only 10 miles to Gretna, they're 300 behind. But they weren't, because they caught them, because the policeman himself tipped off the Gretna Green Carlisle police, and they stopped them about 10 miles out there, and they never did get married. So, a sad song, but...
But a brilliant story, which...
And they just built the M6 at the time, so I decided to put that in the M6
motorway.
M6 motorway,
yeah. And, of course, what was the Mexican Hat?
The Mexican Hat, yeah. The Mexican discotheque
comes into it, and Montague Street. We're going to play that very shortly, but I want to ask you, first of all, what are you doing at the moment? What sort of shows are you doing?
I'm not doing too much work this year, funnily enough. It's a kind of quiet year. I've been working on a new album in America, in Malibu, with a wonderful producer and writer called... arranger called Peter Wolf, and writing songs with Albert Hammond, and you know, I'm hoping to get that off before the end of the year. But I'm actually, look, I'm 55 on the 21st of this month, so I figure it's a time to kind of take it easy for a while. I'm just taking a breath, but you know, you'll see me soon.
Well, you're just a boy as far as I'm concerned anyway. Now, we've got a great competition for you today.
Very nice of you, David.
To coin a song title. We've got a competition for you today. How would you like a chance to meet Leo Sayer and all our guests at the Dome Cinema? Would you like to meet yourself? This isn't for you. You can't enter. But you can, dear listener. When I play Moonlighting by Leo Sayer with those lyrics in the next 30 minutes, to win, just call Worthing to 10772, and caller 107 will be collected by one of our Splash FM crew and brought to the Dome Cinema to meet Leo and join in the fun at our reception. Leo, thanks for coming
in. That's great.
We'll
nice
let
to
you
be
go.
Here, good luck to Splash FM.
Thank you very much indeed. We'll let you go off there, and if you want to call us, get dialing now on Worthing 2 10772. Aircheckdownloads.com.